We have always had the incentives to new investors, especially those corporate big investors, to do with the 5-year tax holidays and many other incentives that, we are provided for new investment. But these have not been linked to any empowerment or indigenization policies. As for their link with the 49.51%, I'm not aware of that. My colleague in the Ministry of Indigenization would best be in a position to comment on that, but I'm not aware of such a link.
But in a sector such as mining, is this something that you can support if it's proposed?
We're having a mining endeavor at the Harare International Conference Center where we are discussing opportunities that exist in the mining sector. And these are some of the incentives that we are sharing with our potential investors. But the idea is a product of consultative action. And as we consult, as we engage, some of those ideas come up and we deal with them in accordance with their importance and in accordance with what the stakeholders have actually said. But we have not been approached.
But how is the Indaba going?
It's going extremely well. We have quite a number of very, very serious, well-renowned representatives from reputable companies, both in Europe, the Far East, and Africa.